Activity 8. Listen and read. As you read, notice the separate paragraphs. Why does the writer start new paragraphs?
Desire paths. Everybody has seen one. Most people have walked on one, and perhaps you started a new one. We may not know the name, but these paths are called desire paths. These are paths, tracks, or sidewalks made by people or animals walking on the grass to move quickly from one concrete sidewalk to another. For example, we see these paths in urban spaces where people don't use the sidewalks, but take a shortcut through green land, parks, and gardens. So why do people decide to walk on the green grass and not on the sidewalks? Sometimes the architect's plan for urban spaces isn't the best. Residents, people like you and me, who use the outdoor areas every day, know the best and quickest way to walk from one place to another. The problem is that we destroy the grass when we make a desire path. Also, these new tracks get wet and dirty easily. Concrete is cleaner. We know that we need to protect our green spaces, but we also need to move from place to place quickly. Perhaps we need better designers and architects to plan our sidewalks and urban green spaces. They should ask local people and pay attention to what residents want.